Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes, Mayit Katan, Perigimel, Mishnah Hei. From here until the end of the Masechta, the Tana will be discussing the halachis of Avelois, as they would apply to Yom Tif. Sagt der Mishnah, Koiver es Mesa, if someone buries his mace, Shloisha Yamim Kaidim Leregel, 3 days before Yom Tif. When we say es Mesa, it refers to one of the seven relatives that a person is Mechuyev to sit Shiva for them, to be an Avel for them. Father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, or wife, Rachman Litzlan. Now, the halachis of Avelis begin right after the Kfura. If this person buried his mace 3 days before Yom Tov, so he's only 3 days into the Avelis. Then Yom Tov comes. Zakt Mishnah, Batla Heimenu Gzeira Shiva. When Yom Tov comes, the halachis of Avelis become batal. We don't say he has to be mashlim the rest of the Shiva after Yom Tov. We say there's no more Shiva. It stops the Shiva. Yom Tov is mevatal Avelis. We're soon going to see why B'ez Hashem. But it's only, according to this Tana, if he was already noyeg Avelis for 3 days. That's when I say that the halachis of Shiva are batal. The Batanura reminds us that while the halachis of Shiva may be batal, the halachis of Shloishim are not batal. For example, he still can't take a haircut. Lemaisa says the Batanura, the halach is not like this Tana. It doesn't have to be for 3 days. Even if a person sat Shiva for only an hour before Yom Tov, Yom Tov takes away the Shiva. Now suppose he started to sit Shiva before Yom Tov, and actually he finished the Shiva before Yom Tov, and he even went into day 8. Now day 8 is no longer part of the Shiva, but it is the first day of the Shloishim. Zakt Mishnah Vayter Shmoina, which means that the mess was buried 8 days before Yom Tov. Batla Himenu Gzeira Shloishim. So when Yom Tov comes, it takes away the halachis of Avelois that apply to a person throughout the Shloishim. Shloishim means 30 days. He does not have to be mashlim, and he doesn't have to finish it off after the Yom Tov. Now actually the halacha is, even if he only had 7 days before the Yom Tov, the Yom Tov is going to take away the Shloishim. Do you know why? Because no one sits a complete 7 days. On the last day we only do a little, because it's mixas hayoim kekuloi. A little bit of the day is like the whole day. So really, the Shivas Yamehu Avelis finishes once you get into the seventh day. People get up from Shiva the seventh day in the morning. That means the rest of the day is already the first part of the Shloishim. And Memela, the rule is once the Shloishim starts before Yom Tov, Yom Tov stops it. Now what's the thing with Shabbos? Does Shabbos also stop Avelis? And the Mishnah is going to tell us no. As a matter of fact, that's the reason we say a koiver es meisa shloisha yomim kaidim leregel, and not shloisha yomim kaidim leShabbos. The reason we say regalism neisha amru because Chazal said Shabbos oila ve'enam avsekas. Oila means it's counted into the 7 days of Avelis, and it's not mevatel the days of Shiva. He has 7 days starting after the kvura, including Shabbos. Whatever's left after Shabbos, he has to finish off after Shabbos, but Shabbos counts for one of the days. Regalim yamim tovim mafsikin ve'enin oilim. Mafsikin means it stops the Avelis. According to the Tanavara Mishnah, if he had 3 days of Avelis before Yom Tov stops the Avelis. We said lahalacha, even an hour before the Avelis, Yom Tov stops the Avelis. But let's say he buried the mace right before Yom Tov and didn't even sit down for an hour. So Yom Tov doesn't count for the days of Shiva, but he has to start from day one after Yom Tov. Now what's the reason for this? What is the reason that Yom Tov doesn't count for the days of Avelis, and it's mafsik, it stops the Avelis, and Shabbos does count for the days of Avelis, and it's not mafsik? The emes is, Yom Tov should have been like Shabbos. It should count for the days of Avelis, and it shouldn't cut off the Avelis. But here's the problem. Being that the Yomim Tovim go for 7 days, we're talking about an Eretz Yisrael where it goes for 7 days, if it would count for the days of Avelis, so there would be no Avelis at all. Maybe Dvarim Shebetzina would apply, like on Shabbos. But there would never be a chance to sit down and to be Menachem, this person, for him to do what an Avel is supposed to do during the days of Shiva. So Memele, if there was any Avelis before Shabbos, fine, he was Yaitzah the Avelis, and Yom Tov cuts it off. If there was no Avelis, he has to start from day one after Yom Tov. But we can't have Yom Tov being the days of Avelis. Now some say just the opposite. Some say Be'emes Shabbos should have also been like Yom Tov. It should cut off the Avelis, and it should not count for a day of the Shiva. After all, there's a mitzvah of Einig Shabbos, even for a person who's an Avel. and there are no dinei avelis that are bifaresia, that people can see. But here's the problem. Being that you can't have 7 days without Shabbos, it would turn out that if Shabbos stops the avelis, you would never have an avelis of 7 days. And if Shabbos didn't count for the 7 days, you would never have seven straight days. So therefore, Chazal said that Shabbos always counts for the days of avelis. Dvarim shebetzina, things that people don't see, are noeg even on Shabbos, and it does not stop the avelis. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that if someone sat Shiva for 3 days before Yom Tov stops the Shiva. If he went into an eighth day, that means he started the Shloshim, Yom Tov stops the Shloshim. But that's only Yom Tov. Shabbos does not stop the Shiva. Shabbos counts on one of the 7 days of Avelis. We said, Lahalacha, even if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, sits Shiva for an hour before Yom Tov, that stops the Shiva. And even if he has only 7 days before Yom Tov, it stops the Shloshim. Being that one does not have to sit the whole seventh day, because Mixas HaYom Kekulay, a little bit of the day, is like the entire day. So it turns out, when he gets up the seventh day in the morning, the rest of the day is already the beginning of the Shloshim. Once you start the Shloshim, the Yom Tov takes it away. As to why Yom Tov works this way and not Shabbos, so we said there are two Mahalchim. Some say Yom Tov should have been like Shabbos. But we can't have a situation where if you have 7 days of Yom Tov, and it counts for the 7 days of Shiva, there won't be any Shiva at all that we can see. And some say the other way, that Be'emes Shabbos should have been like Yom Tov. It should be Mafsik V'Avelis. But being that you can't have 7 days without Shabbos, if Shabbos would be Mafsik V'Avelis, there would never be Shiva. And if Shabbos doesn't count for the 7 days, there would never be seven straight days of Avelis. Agav, what is the difference in the halachis of Avelis between Shiva and Shloshim? So we'll review some of them. During the Shiva, it is usher for a person to wash his guf, wash his clothes, put on shoes, do work, or even say Shalom Aleichem, or answer Shalom. He's not allowed to sit on a regular chair. It's usher for him to learn. Those are some of the halachis of Shiva. Now let's go to the halachis of Shloshim. From the end of the seventh day until the end of the 30th day, by the way, that's the way it works. I don't know if we clarified that enough. You don't start a full 30 days after the Shiva is over. It's like whenever the Shiva ends, we count the days of Shiva, and we mashlim, we finish off till 30. But during that time period, he's not allowed to put on a new beged. Even cutting hair is only after people yell at him and say your hair is too long. He can't go to Stama Suda. Those are some of the examples of Gzeiras Shloshim. In certain ways, even the first 3 days of the Shiva is more chamer than the other days. Shloshi Yom Lepchi, the Gemara says, v'Shiva Lehespit. That's the reason that according to the Tan of our Mishnah, you have to have a full 3 days before Yom Tov in order for Yom Tov to be Mafsik V'Avelis. But again, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that even a single hour before Yom Tov means he was ready Yotze the Shiva, and Yom Tov takes away the Avelis. I'll tell you an interesting thing. When I started doing Daf Yom Yishira, it was because there was a person who didn't want to do these sugyas in the Gemara of Avelis. He said it's not a good siman to talk about Avelis. So he doesn't want to do those shiurim, and they had no one else to do it. So I got my chance, and once I started doing it, so Baruch Hashem, I was able to do more shiurim as well. So maybe you're going to ask me, wasn't I scared to do the sugyas of Avelis? If it's not a good siman, well, I went to ask a big Erlich Yid and a Talmud Chacham. And this Paisek told me that Limud HaTorah is always a bracha. Even the halachis of Avelis is a bracha and a shmira that we should be yaitzeh with learning the halachis. One does not have to worry in any way whatsoever. Chas v'shalom, a person could be hurt through limud haTorah. Limud haTorah doesn't make a difference which halachis. Only brings bracha.